الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ما من أيام أحب إلى الله أن يتعبد له فيها من عشر ذي الحجة يعدل صيام كل يوم منها بصيام سنة، وقيام كل ليلة منها بقيام ليلة القدر، لا سيما صوم عرفة التي قال فيها عليه الصلاة والسلام: صيام يوم عرفة أحتسب على الله أن يكفر سنة التي قبله وسنة التي بعده، ومنها التكبير دبر الصلاة المكتوبات. وكان عبد الله يكبر من صلاة الفجر يوم عرفة إلى صلاة العصر من يوم النحر، يقول: الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. وكان علي يكبر بعد صلاة الفجر يوم عرفة إلى صلاة العصر من أيام التشريك، ويكبر بعد العصر، ومنها إحياء ليلة العيد، ومنها الصلاة والخطبة، وقد سبق في خطبة آخر رمضان. ونكرر أوائلهما تسهيلا للإخوان، وهي من أحيى ليلة عيدين الحديث. وكان عليه الصلاة والسلام يخرج يوم الفطر والضحى الحديث. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we have entered a very blessing time. There are some places which are very blessed places, just like Kaaba Mukarrama, Masjid Nabawi, and Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifa. These are the places which are blessed places, and where the person who enters there, he can get too much if he knows it. So similarly, there are time and there are days in which one enters, he can get a lot, but if he knows it and the way he wants to get, if he understand this. So Allah says, by the oath of Fajr and by the 10 nights and the even and the odd. In this, Fajr is common in all the days and nights. As far as the nights, 10 nights are concerned, there is some difference of opinion of ulama, and some ulama say that it is the last ashra of Ramadan, and some say it is the first ashra of Zilhajj. Anyhow, there are some ulama who think that actually the days are more blessed of Zilhajj and the nights are more blessed of Ramadan, because in those nights there is Laylatul Qadr, and in these days there is Arafah and Yawm an-Nahr. So therefore, importance of these days are more, you can say, powerful. Anyhow, we should not miss anyone, because the blessed peoples think of all the possibilities. They don't miss any moment. So therefore, we should also should not miss any moment which is possible. At this time, we are here in Zilhajj. So therefore, we should consider that these are very important nights for us, and the days are already blessed. For the odd, it is said that it is Yawm al-Arafah, and for the even, it is said that it is the 10th day of Zilhajj, Yawm al-Eid. So we should follow Sunnah in all these days, whichever Rasulullah has performed in these nights and these days, we should do. At least, which is more important, we should not perform any sin Because in the blessed places, if someone performs sin, it's more intensive. And in the blessed times, if someone performs sin, so then it's more intensive. And one thing more, that alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has granted us this, you can say, chance in which we can protect us from bad things. And if we protect us from bad things with a good intention, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that thing, from this forever. Because we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these nights. And if a person keeps fasting, just like it's coming, I think I should first quote Ahadith Sharifa. Rasulullah SAW said, there are no other days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it more that he should be worshipped than the 10 days of Zilhajj. The fast of every day is equal to the fasting of a year. And the standing in prayer on one night is equal to the standing in prayer on the night of Laylatul Qadr. Especially the first of the fast of the day of Arafat. Because Rasulullah said, for the fast of the day of Arafat, I have the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will pardon all minor sins of the previous year and of the following year. So it's a great privilege we can attend. So these days are very, very much important for the fasting. And if we can keep fast in these days, it will be equivalent to as many years we are keeping fast, especially the Rafa fast, because it will be equal to 2 years of kafara. So this is too much. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting us. So we should get the reward of this. And of the ahkam of this time is the takbir after every salah. It starts from the 9th. Of Zilhajj, Fajr. The Sahabi Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to recite the takbirat after every compulsory salah from the morning of the day of Arafat up to Asr salah on the day of Nahar. It means 12th. Saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. But Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to recite their takbir from after Fajr on the day of Arafat up to Asr Salah on the last day of Tashreeq. It means 13th of the Zilhajj. And our ulama follow this. So we should say takbirat from 9th of Zilhajj Fajr till 13th Zilhajj Asr. So, and it is a wajib on all male and female, and either with praying with Jama'ah or praying alone. So one should say these takbir at least one time. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Billahi alhamd. And these takbirat are to be said at the day of Eid also, when going to Salah, saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Billahi alhamd. But the difference is this, that in Eid al-Fitr, we should say it silently, and in Eid al-Adha, we should say loudly. And because this is the great day. Yes. Yes, from Saturday. It will be starting from Saturday in Pakistan. From Saturday.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, after Wednesday, Asr.
Of course. Till Wednesday, Asr. So we should start this way. The night of Eid has to be spent by staying awake in zikr. And the further ahkam of Eid al-Azha is the Salah of Eid and the two khutbas. The procedure is this, that Imam, as he enters the place of Salah, so he should start Salah. And people should follow him. And after Salah, he should recite two khutbas. But about dua, it has not been said anything. But if one has to ask for dua, so he should do it for after Salah. Ulama Ikram says this, that he should do it for after Salah, not after khutbas, after Salah. Because after Salah, dua is mamul. In any case, so therefore, if it is done, so this is not new thing. But after khutbah, if someone does, so it is a new thing. So therefore, ulama subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama kiram, they say that they should do this after salah. And the other thing is this, that prayer of Eid al-Azha, it should be done earlier, just after the Shri Ishraq, because one has to do Qurbani also, and in Nahar. So it will become easy for the people. And therefore, nobody can cut the animal before Salah. So it will become easy for the people to cut the animals. So this should be done earlier. And Eid al-Fitr, one can wait for the people, and that will be good. So one has to perform Nahar at this day. It is better to do at first day. And after that, second day, and after the last day is third day. So, but if some person is living in the village, so in the village there is no Jummah and there is no Salat Eid, so therefore they can do it even just after Sabah Sadiq, they can do it. And even the person who, if he is having, you can say, Qurbani in a village, but he is living in city, for him also it is possible that one can perform that after Sabah Sadiq. Yes. So these things should be followed. And another thing, that if a person is doing or performing Qurbani, so then better he should be present at that time. And present at the time of dua, because this is a great work. And if he can do it himself, so he should do it himself. Otherwise, he can make wakil, and that person should perform it. But takbir is lazim. One should say takbir because there are nowadays, because of the social media, there are many things coming new. So it's according to our ulama, it's compulsory to perform takbir, to say takbir at the time of zafar. So once, alhamdulillah, we were performing qurbani of camel. So at that place, a cutting place, there were those people who were cutting the animals, they were shawafi. And according to them, it's not compulsory. So I requested one of them, please do it with the voice of this Allahu Akbar. So then he made azan of that, Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. So it means that we should do this way. And how to do is, because in one animal, in big animal, there can be seven parts, yes, seven shares. And anyone should not be having less than the seventh part. Well, it can be done by two, by three, by four, by five, by six, by seven, but no one should be having any part less than the seventh. This is compulsory. And the other thing is this, that no one should be having with the determination, with the niyat of you can say, which is not for this nahar, right? It's for something else. Everyone should be doing, we should be doing these alpha with this niyat. Otherwise, this will not be, you can say, true from all. And as far as the distribution of the meat is concerned, it should also be done. If all the people decide that it should be given to the poor people, so okay, this should be, this may be given to the poor people. But if they want to distribute it, it should be distributed equally for all. And this thing should be arranged that it should be done equally. And the things which are associated with, affiliated with this should all be given to the poor people, or its price. And its price should, or those things should not be given in the, you can say, the value is the price is the price of the cutting, but it should be given only for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. It should not be done for anything else. So these things are necessary. One should learn it. And as far as its distribution is concerned, if a person eats the whole meat, no problem. There is no problem in the wajib. Wajib is complete. But it is mustahab that one should distribute it to other people also, to the relatives and to the poor people. They should give this meat. It is better to distribute in three parts. One part should be distributed to the relatives, and the other two, second part should be to the poor people. And the third, one person can eat himself. And it's better to purchase that animal which is beautiful. And looks beautiful and looks such that one should not think that it should be cut. He should love it. But he should cut it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by this way, he is cutting his love. So this is actually desired. So Shaykh Hulain Rahmatullah used to cut cow. And he would purchase it first, and he would be playing with it and cleaning that and running with that, and to that extent that he would start loving that. And if it was at the time of cutting, Shaykh Hulain Rahmatullah would be weeping. But yes, he was cutting this. So it means this is the way of, you can say, surrender of our worldly love before the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this thing we can achieve. And as far as this process concerned, it cannot be compensated by the money. If some people say, okay, we shall give this money to the people, poor people, it will be better because they are in need. There are some, you can say, ill people, sick people, we should give to them so they will be cured and it will be very good. No, it's not the case, because Rasulullah has performed this in the time of Hajj, 100 camels. 100 camels. And it was just possible for him because at that time, Sahaba usually were poor people. So if this would be a good thing, he would give this money to poor people, but not, he did it. And all the other thing is that he had cut the 63 camels by his hand himself, and 37 were given to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu for cutting. So see the situation at the time, the age of Rasulullah was 63 years. So look this adjustment. Probably, maybe it's like this, Rasulullah has cut one camel for 1 year, as if, just like this. So it's the way to present these things before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need this meat and does not need this blood. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees this taqwa, what you are having with this. So we should improve this taqwa in this case. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to perform all these things according to sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.